local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number 2, 5:11 here on News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin with you. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Mostly cloudy skies and some rain back into the forecast after about a week with just mainly sunshine with some clouds mixed in. We'll get the weather from Alan. Austin has the roads, and most of us, me and Austin, will both have you caught up with all of today's top headlines as we get started with today's top three stories. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Saudi Arabia today says a proposal is on the table that would lead to a ceasefire with the release of hostages.
We are determined to do everything we can to bring an end to the terrible human suffering that we're seeing every single day in Gaza among children, women, men, who've been caught in a terrible crossfire of Hamas's making.
Blinken calls the deal extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel and is calling on Hamas to quickly accept. Hamas negotiators are meeting in Egypt with Qatari and Egyptian mediators today. Anti-Israel protests, meanwhile, are defying Columbia University's deadline. That deadline was 2 o'clock this afternoon to disband and leave campus. It was not adhered to. New York Republican Elise Stefanik accusing university officials of surrendering to the mob. Earlier, a group of House Democrats called on Columbia's board members to end the encampment or step down from their positions. And also a deadly weekend as tornadoes spawned across 4 states, at least 5 people dead, including a 4-month-old baby.
If anybody has been impacted, residential property, please put that information on the website damage.ok.gov, and we are tracking damages that way.
That in Oklahoma, where 4 people died, also 1 in Iowa as well. Also massive destruction in some towns, including Sulphur, Oklahoma, and Minden, Iowa. Sunday was the third day of severe weather across the heartland that saw millions under the threat of those violent storms. Busy day today here locally with a couple of major headlines, both Escambia and Santa Rosa Sheriff's Offices holding news conferences today. Details on that right after traffic and weather together.
Tonight, the weather will be cloudy, and there's a 40% chance that a shower may move through the area. Otherwise, low temperatures on the warm side in the upper 60s. That 40% chance for rain continues right on through the day Tuesday, mostly cloudy with highs right around 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And looking at the roads here, we do have some congestion if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile Road, and a little bit on North Davis Highway, traveling northbound just past Creighton, or southbound traveling towards Olive, that general area there. So a bit more of the same on both of those streets. Outside of that, Navarre Parkway has some issues if you're traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach, and Caroline Street has a little bit if you're traveling eastbound just past Avalon Boulevard. But outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Joe?
Today, 3 victims identified in a triple homicide yesterday morning in Escambia County.
We are looking into the possibility that this might be a retaliatory event or an act based upon an act that took place in a couple of weeks ago or a couple of months ago. We are not ruling anyone out. We're not ruling anything out. But right now, we do know that there was 2 people involved. They both fired several shots, both at close range, and we're looking at the possibility of it being a retaliatory shooting.
Sheriff Chip Simmons says 26-year-old Marquise Turner, 23-year-old Trayshawn Powers, and 28-year-old Michael Karstarfen were killed. The 3 men in a parked car in the Jackson Square parking lot when those suspects snuck up on them and started firing. Investigators are asking the public for any information and any videos from the area to see what they can piece together. You can give the Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers a call if you have any information. Also, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson says an alert neighbor is to thank for the arrest of a man who was allegedly holding a woman against her will inside a Pace home on Saturday.
About 9:30, we got a call. A neighbor tried calling one of her neighbors. The neighbor did not answer the phone, and she saw a man leave the house and go to a truck and get some zip ties and go back in the home.
And 53-year-old Jeffrey Holly is now facing multiple charges, including kidnapping, domestic battery, and resisting arrest. Johnson says making matters worse is that he was just released from the Florida Department of Corrections 3 months ago after serving time for false imprisonment against the same victim. When deputies arrived Saturday, they found the victim laying on the garage floor with her wrists tied behind her back and her ankles duct taped. A Georgia man sentenced for fatally shooting his childhood best friend at a Navarre Beach apartment. P&J says 62-year-old John Gillibo was convicted of second-degree murder in February for the death of Victor Trial. Today sentenced to 36 years in prison with the possibility of parole after 25 years. This was back on November 14th of 2021. Trial found dead with a gunshot wound to the back. Also, throughout the day today, heavy police presence in Century as dozens of officers and deputies are searching for a wanted suspect. And Leschek still haven't caught him. 41-year-old Christopher Pace is wanted on several charges, including arson, trespassing, and resisting arrest. NorthEscambia.com reporting that the Sheriff's Office, FWC, and Century Correctional Institute are all involved in the search that is mainly tracking West Highway 4 near Pleasant Hill Road. If you have any information on Pace's whereabouts, you're encouraged to contact local law enforcement. Also, over the weekend in Destin, a big fire at the waterfront restaurant Tailfin's Waterfront Grill started quickly and spread quickly. Thankfully, nobody was hurt.
A lot of people didn't even know that the fire was going off because the alarm didn't go off right away. But one thing we did notice that the owner was actually on the third story with the fire stingers to try and put the fire out himself.
John Stevens owns Bluefish Pontoon Rentals nearby. He talked to Channel 3. There was a group in the building celebrating a bachelorette party. One woman in the party was trapped in a wall of smoke after going to the bathroom. Luckily, a group of servers found her and escorted her safely out. We'll take a break there at 5:18. State and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
The Bible records a conversation between Jesus and Peter in which Jesus asks Peter three times, "Lovest thou me?" And three times Peter responds with, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." Interestingly, after each exchange, Jesus called Peter not just to declare his love with his words, but Jesus wanted Peter to demonstrate his love with his actions. Jesus is essentially saying, don't talk about it, be about it. When you read of Peter's life in the book of Acts, you see a man who, in spite of great physical discomfort, boldly demonstrates his love for Christ. Let us learn from the example of Peter and not just declare our love for Jesus with our lips, but seek opportunities to demonstrate our love for Christ to a world who desperately needs to see bold, loving, and faithful Christians.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked extensively about the White House press correspondents' dinner with jokes from Joe Biden and from Colin Jost. Also talked about the idea of traffic concurrency for new homes, which Commissioner Jeff Bergosh has said he supports. And I've said, hey, I will support you if you bring it before the primary, bring it before the election. Let's have a vote on it. Also had a good conversation with Sheriff Bob Johnson about the protests on college campuses around the nation. You can catch all of those segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is every Tuesday starting at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunsets with your favorite bands. This week, it's the True Blue Band. They're playing a variety of R&B, soul, and roots music, so come get funky with the True Blue Band this Tuesday night at Bands on the Beach. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Here at News Radio Pensacola. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. Text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 262-6111. State headlines before we get another update on the roads and weather. In Tampa, police releasing more information into the discovery of a newborn baby on the University of Tampa campus. Deceased infant, a girl found near a residence hall wrapped in a towel and placed in a garbage bin. The child's body was taken to a medical examiner's office for an autopsy. Meanwhile, the mother has been found and taken to an area hospital.
And Governor Ron DeSantis has announced funding for people with developmental disabilities in the state of Florida.
We're going to have more than $2.2 billion for agency for persons with disabilities for service through our iBudget waiver.
The governor made the announcement on Monday at the Ells Center of Excellence, a facility for children with autism in Jupiter. As part of the next budget, DeSantis said $2.2 million will go to the agency for persons with disabilities, the most in state history.
A man described by law enforcement as a potential serial killer is now in custody. Orange County Sheriff John Mina says Carlos Baez Nieves has confessed to murdering two women in the eastern part of the county in the last 2 months.
He targeted women who he clearly thought would not be missed. He murdered them and dumped their bodies on the side of the road like they were trash.
And Mina goes on to say that Baez Nieves could have become a prolific serial killer had he not been caught.
And new mothers will soon get a free pass from participating in jury duty across Florida. Governor DeSantis signed more than two dozen bills late last week, including one that exempts mothers from jury duty who had birth within 6 months of their summoning date. Other bills signed by the governor include new rules for mobile home parks, teen labor regulations, and the use of AI in political advertisements.
Well, Austin, the governor and Donald Trump are bros again. They met in Miami over the weekend to make amends and discuss fundraising. The Washington Post says they met for a private meeting brokered by political allies that resulted in DeSantis agreeing to help Trump out. Of course, the pair had gone through kind of a rough patch, as all friendships do.
Yeah.
Austin and I may still be in a rough patch. We never are quite sure.
Yeah, we got beef, but that's for off air. Yeah.
Yeah, but apparently they hadn't talked since DeSantis dropped out of the race back in January.
So. Wow. Yeah. 525, we'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. You can find Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at traffic here, it was starting to ease up. Wasn't too severe of a day. Now we've got a lot of backups on I-10. This is if you're traveling westbound coming from Pensacola Boulevard. Sometimes we'll have just some spurts of backups in that area, and today is no exception. Speaking of I-10, if you're getting off of I-10 and traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile, still got some typical evening traffic there. Let's see. Navarre Parkway still has some issues if you're traveling westbound coming through Windhaven Beach. And then over in Milton, we did have some issues on Caroline Street, both traveling westbound over Blackwater River and eastbound past Avalon Boulevard. But both of those issues have seemingly cleared up for the meantime.
Cloudy skies tonight with a 40% chance that a little rain may move through the area. As we head through the overnight hours, lows will fall into the upper 60s, so pretty warm all night long. During the day Tuesday, we continue with a 40% chance for a shower or thunderstorm to pop up. Mostly cloudy skies with high temperatures pretty close to 80 degrees. The weather on Wednesday will be mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom. Your first warning, WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate that. National news now. House Speaker Mike Johnson continuing to face threats for his removal from some conservatives, including Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene, who yesterday said Johnson's days are numbered as Speaker. Greene last month filed a motion to remove Johnson, but it's not clear if or when she'll call the motion for a vote. Of course, we've heard from Congressman Matt Gaetz, who says, now, you know, the numbers just aren't there. And two Republicans have backed the effort, but Democrats have signaled that they would vote to save Johnson's job because they like that he's supporting them on the foreign aid goals right now.
Yeah, they view him as rather agreeable. The state of Texas is suing to stop changes to Title IX. The federal regulation is supposed to protect against sex-based discrimination in schools, but it's being expanded by the Biden White House to include gender identity. In a statement, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says that that destroys protections for women. He fears that it would force schools to permit biological males to use female restrooms and locker rooms, and if they refuse, federal funding would be withheld.
Devastating story in North Carolina today. Three U.S. Marshals are dead. Five police officers injured after a shootout in Charlotte.
Today's an absolute tragic day for the city of Charlotte and for the profession of law enforcement. Today we lost some heroes that are out to just simply trying to keep our community safe.
That is the police chief, Johnny Jennings, who says the officers were serving a warrant at a home when a suspect opened fire. That suspect died, but another person inside the home soon started firing as well, hitting and killing the marshals. Five others were hurt, as we said. Two suspects inside the home are being questioned.
And almost a month after seven of its workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike, World Central Kitchen is resuming its charity work in war-torn Gaza. The D.C.-based charity, which provides meals to people facing war or natural disaster, said that operations will resume today with a Palestinian team delivering food. More than a million Palestinians in the Gaza Strip are currently facing critical levels of hunger.
A new plan to deal with a flood of illegal immigration that's coming across the rural parts of the Texas border. Homeland Security is erecting stadium lighting on the border wall, which doesn't sit well with environmental groups.
Some of these areas where they're proposing this lighting, they're really beautiful areas where you can still see the stars at night. You can still see the Milky Way.
All right. I guess we have a difference of opinions on importance there. he says the construction is being done in violation of the Endangered Species Act. This comes as illegal immigration into Texas is on the decline. Instead, those seeking asylum are heading west to California. Near San Diego, in one sector, crossings were up 85% in February.
Wow. And the first trial in a pandemic relief funds fraud case is set to start today in Minneapolis. Seven defendants are charged with wire fraud and money laundering. They all had ties to a Minnesota business that enrolled in federal meal programs to feed needy children in April of 2020. The defendants are accused of receiving more than $40 million in federal reimbursements for claiming to serve over 18 million meals to children across Minnesota. Oh, sorry, I'll do the sign-off. That's my bad. Let's see, 5:30 here. We got Fox 1 Minute News coming up, followed by CBS Sports Minute. When we return, recap of your top three stories with some sports headlines of our own. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm John Saucier. Three members of a U.S. Marshals task force were killed. Five other law enforcement members wounded, serving a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina. The officer is conducting an investigation when the gunfire rang out. Daniel Melendez was driving by the area.
It's a lot of emotions going on. You know, you could tell a lot of people scared, a lot of people, you know, it's like I live in this neighborhood for 10 years, never saw this, never thought it can even happen.
One person was found dead by a SWAT team clearing the home. Columbia University says they've started to suspend students as pro-Palestinian encampments at the school after a deadline passed for them to disband. The NYPD's chief of patrol, John Cella on Fox News, says they're monitoring the situation.
So the school's got to make a decision what they want to do here. We're on standby. We're ready to go if they need us. But we need that in writing from the school, and they got to tell us exactly what they want.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. As had been expected in recent days, Bob Bakish is stepping down as Paramount Global CEO. The entertainment company will install an Office of the CEO Consortium, three company division heads, to replace him. This news as Paramount continues to talk with Skydance Media about a potential merger before their exclusivity window closes on May 3rd. Paramount shares are up 1% in after-hours trading. With investors continuing to digest earnings news, stocks managed modest gains in the regular Monday session. The Dow Industrials rose 146 points, the S&P 500 added 16, and the Nasdaq Composite gained 55. Well, she's got a new album coming out in May, and Billie Eilish today announced plans for a world tour that'll begin in September. The 22-year-old multiple Grammy Award winner's Hit Me Hard and Soft tour will kick off in September, continue around North America through December, and then hit several overseas spots in 2025. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. The Minnesota Timberwolves swept the Phoenix Suns. What's next for Minnesota? Well, the defending champion Nuggets are right around the corner as they're up 3-1 and can close out the Lakers tonight. I won't pick against Denver in these playoffs, but it's clear Anthony Edwards doesn't fear anyone. We know Minnesota will follow its leader, and if it isn't good enough to secure four wins, it won't be because the stage was too big for Anthony Edwards and his teammates. I'm Zach Gelb.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Mother's Day, Beer Fest, Angelina's cooking class, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 5:35 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. If you are traveling westbound on I-10, going past Pensacola Boulevard and heading in the general direction of Pine Forest Road, we've got some backups there still. No confirmation of an accident or anything, though. Speaking of Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile, we still got some typical evening traffic in that area there. And maybe just a little bit if you're traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards U.S. Highway 98. Outside of that, though, Caroline Street's looking good. Same can be said with Gulf Breeze Parkway and Navarre Parkway, so there's not much that should be holding you up for too long.
Tonight, the weather will be cloudy, and there's a 40% chance that a shower may move through the area. Otherwise, low temperatures on the warm side in the upper 60s. That 40% chance for rain continues right on through the day Tuesday, mostly cloudy with highs right around 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. 5:38 here at News Radio 92.3. If you're just checking in with us, look at our top three stories again. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urging Hamas to accept a latest proposal from Israel for a ceasefire that would also include the release of hostages, calling the deal, quote, extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel. Anti-Israel protesters defying a Columbia University deadline today to disband and leave campus. That deadline was 2 o'clock Eastern time this afternoon. 5 people dead after a powerful storm system spawned tornadoes across 4 states. 4 dead in Oklahoma, 1 also in Iowa. Another big story here happened a little bit later on this afternoon in North Carolina. U.S. Marshals and local police were serving a warrant at home when the suspect opened fire. That suspect died. Another person then started shooting, hitting and killing 3 U.S. Marshals. 5 other officers were hurt. So that is still a very active, fluid situation there. Again, that taking place in Charlotte, North Carolina today. A triple homicide in Escambia County yesterday. 3 men killed that were sitting in a parked car in the Jackson Square parking lot. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons says at least 2 suspects snuck up on them and started firing. They believe it to be a retaliatory shooting for an event. Not exactly clear on when that event would have occurred, whether it was somewhat recently or months back. No details released on what exactly that might be related to as well. Also in Santa Rosa County today, Sheriff Bob Johnson announcing an arrest for 53-year-old Jeffrey Holly, who allegedly tied up a woman with duct tape and rope inside her home Saturday, 2 months after being released from prison, after being convicted on similar charges against the same victim. So those two big stories from our local area as well. 540, Austin, what's the story in sports tonight?
Well, there's a lot going on. Let's see. Starting with the NBA playoffs, those continue with a TNT doubleheader. Celtics at Heat at 6:30, followed by Lakers at Nuggets at 9. In between those two, we're going to have Thunder at Pelicans tipping off on NBA TV. That's going to be at 7:30. Pelicans trying to avoid getting swept, and the Lakers trying to avoid getting gentlemen swept there. So very pivotal games tonight.
I saw in that really quickly, I saw a stat from the weekend there after the most recent game. The Lakers have led that series for like 130 minutes.
I know the stat you're talking about.
The Nuggets only like 40, and yet they're up 3-1.
Oh, I mean, it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
That's right.
Lakers have had leads, and they've just continued to blow them. In the NHL postseason, ESPN doubleheader tonight, Lightning at Panthers at 6 o'clock. Panthers are up 3-1, so Lightning trying not to get a gentleman swept there. Followed by Stars at Golden Knights at 8:30. MLB, just one game on television tonight, and it's going to start in about an hour on Fox Sports 1. That's Twins at White Sox, as Joe said. Even though the White Sox have tried to catch some momentum, ratings bonanza.
What's that, like the first time they've won 2 games in a row all year?
I thought it was 3 games in a row.
Oh,
it's only 2.
Okay. No, it may be 3. I don't know.
I thought they were 3-22, and now they're 6-22. Right. Either way, they suck. Let's see some quick headlines here. Here locally, multiple UWF Argonauts football players signed as undrafted free agents, including wide receiver John Giles to the Giants, quarterback Byron Jarrett to the Jets, and O-lineman Desmond Bland to the Saints. So congrats to them. Yeah. Also, QB Austin Reed, he got picked up by the Bears, and he played at UWF, but most recently played at Western Kentucky. And let's see, the Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fight, if you care to know about it, will be a professional sanctioned fight. That means that rather than being an exhibition bout, it will count towards their official professional boxing records. The former heavyweight champion and YouTube star are set to duke it out on July 20th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. The fight will stream live on Netflix.
I mean, I care about this because I would just nothing against Jake Paul at all. I know he and his brother, you know, are pretty big influencers and whatever, but that's cool because I want to see Mike Tyson knock somebody out, because I never got to see that as a kid, because I do not remember like the dominant Mike Tyson where he knocked people out within like a minute of a fight starting.
Yeah, prime
My
Tyson.
Earliest Tyson memory is the Holyfield ear biting. So I want to see him go in and knock Jay Paul out within like 30 seconds.
God, the bite fight. Golly, Mike. Prime Mike Tyson. Yeah, he was great, but man, he was a jerk. Let's see some quick NFL headlines here. Some network NFL pregame shows are undergoing major shakeups. So on CBS, we had former quarterbacks Boomer Esiason and Phil Sims on the NFL Today. Well, they're now gone. Former QB Matt Ryan will, I guess, replace that QB image. But also defensive end J.J. Watt will be joining. Meanwhile, over at ESPN, The Athletic reports that former Philadelphia Eagles center Jason Kelce is joining Monday Night Countdown. I think that's a great addition there. And speaking of the Kelces, the Chiefs have given a contract extension to tight end Travis Kelce. It's a 2-year deal through the 2027 season. $17 million is fully guaranteed for this year.
All right, 544. Let's just get our traffic and weather out of the way here before moving on to health, business, and science notes. Here's Alan Strum.
Cloudy skies tonight with a 40% chance that a little rain may move through the area. As we head through the overnight hours, lows will fall into the upper 60s, so pretty warm all night long. During the day Tuesday, we continue with a 40% chance for a shower or thunderstorm to pop up. Mostly cloudy skies with high temperatures pretty close to 80 degrees. The weather on Wednesday will be mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And as for how the roads are looking, very happy to report that we're starting to see the traffic smoothing out a bit earlier than expected today. We did have some backups on Pine Forest Road and I-10 if you were traveling westbound just past Pensacola Boulevard. While that congestion is still present, it is very mild at this point and should die down soon. So outside of those two areas there's not much that's going to hold you up.
Wall Street is closing higher to start the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished 147 points higher to 38,387. The S&P 500 up 16 to 51,16. And the NASDAQ rose 55 to finish at 15,983.
And NBC Universal is hiking the price for its Peacock streaming service just before the Summer Olympics. That's totally coincidental. The monthly subscription fee for Peacock Premium will jump $2 to $7.99 starting July 18th for new subscribers. Meanwhile, the price for the mostly ad-free Peacock Premium Plus will go up to $13.99 a month. The new prices will go into effect for existing subscribers in August.
You know, I think one of the big reasons why they're doing that is because, yeah, it's the Olympics, obviously. But one thing that they're doing with their Olympic coverage this year, and I think it's going to be on Peacock, is, you know, Scott Hansen, he's the guy that hosts the NFL Red Zone channel, okay, right? They are doing Gold Zone at the Olympics, and they are having him do it. If you love the Red Zone channel where, you know, it's commercial-free football for 7 hours and you just go whip around the NFL, he is going to be the one that's hosting Gold Zone. So that's, I think, going to be a big draw because, you know, you're, again, going to have commercial-free Olympics just zooming around to all the different events that are happening in Paris this summer. A COVID-19-era hospital requirement ends this week. Here's Jacqueline Carl with more.
According to the CDC, hospitals are no longer required to report information pertaining to admissions, occupancy, and other indicators of possible system stress from respiratory disease to federal officials. This marks another milestone in the nation's recovery from the COVID pandemic. Jacqueline Carl, NBC News Radio.
And fertility rates in the U.S. are at a record low, and the number of births is at the lowest in decades. According to a provisional data from the CDC, just under 3.6 million children were born here last year. That's a 2% decline. The birth rate was at around 1.6 births per 1,000 women. That's lower than the 2.1% needed to sustain a population. It's the lowest number of children born since 1979 and the lowest fertility rate ever recorded.
Pop culture notes today. Taylor Swift has a record top 14 positions on the Billboard Hot 100. It's led by Fortnite featuring Post Malone. The newest album, Tortured Poets Department, comes in at number one on the 200 chart as well. Swift already held the record as the only artist to take over the Hot 100's entire top 10 after Midnight's in 2022. So as I read that right, she has 1 through 14, right? That's what this is saying?
Wow. Yes, I believe so. Yeah, if she has a record top 14, yes, that is what that would mean.
Wow.
I mean, good for her. I don't get it, but, you know.
Somebody's listening, man.
Yes. I think it's, let's narrow it down a bit. Somebody's not listening, and I guess it's us. Challengers tops the box office on its opening weekend. The R-rated drama about a love triangle in the world of competitive tennis earned an estimated $15 million. Unsung Hero, a drama about the Christian rock group for King and Country, placed second with an estimated $7.7 million.
Well, if you're a fan of Broadway, the Tony Award nominations are being announced tomorrow. There are 36 plays and musicals this season that can be nominated. The award show is going to be held at Lincoln Center live on CBS on June 16th, so prepare accordingly.
And Billie Eilish is going out on tour later this year. She'll start in Canada before making her way to Baltimore in October. All in all, she will perform in 24 cities through December 17th. The tour is in support of her upcoming album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, which will be dropping on May 17th. Ticket pre-sales start tomorrow with general sale on Friday.
Pretty interesting list that we talked about last hour, and you can weigh in as well, 850-437-1620. Movies that make you feel nostalgic. Entertainment Weekly put out their top 25, and I guess it's kind of geared towards millennials because a lot of them are from the 90s, but the list has a top five of A Goofy Movie, Air Bud, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, and the number five caused me to scratch my head. It's Cinderella, but not the one that we're all thinking of. It's the 1997 Cinderella featuring Brandy. I don't know.
Maybe because it stood out more. I don't know.
Maybe I'm missing something. But, and of course, now here's what they say about it. In retrospect, it was an early Disney experiment in creating live-action remakes off famous animated features. You know, so you had Whoopi Goldberg as Queen. As
it could
the
be
queen,
a cultural
rather,
thing.
Whitney Houston as the fairy godmother. I don't know. I just don't see it as like, when I think 90s movies, a millennial nostalgia, that's not on there.
I can't even say that I mean, I'm looking at the box art now. I can't even say that I knew this film ever existed.
And I realize we're probably not the target demo because we're men, but
yeah.
still, I mean, I've seen the original Cinderella, and I just don't, when it comes to 90s Disney movies, I just don't see that as being anywhere near the list of most nostalgic movies.
Well, and it's,
I digress.
It's weird that my favorites are Lion King and Emperor's New Groove, because I wouldn't call myself a Disney kid. I wouldn't say I really enjoyed Disney as I grew older, but those two struck a chord with me.
All right. 5:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories, good news, and a recap of the day's top stories coming up next.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.53 here at News Radio Pensacola. At least one texter understanding the 90s Cinderella with Brandy thing as being a movie that would be popular when it comes to nostalgia. So, you know, I certainly will never pretend to be the foremost authority on 90s movies. But, yeah, I mean, okay, you know, that's fine. I would go in a different direction, though. But
nah, not,
you know,
everyone
to
has,
each their own.
Not everyone has seen as many movies as I and others.
Well, yeah,
have,
you know. I mean, you've seen like four now. So.
Yeah, I'm so proud of myself. Yeah, Lion King and Emperor's New Groove are half of them.
5:53 here as we recap today's top stories. There was a couple of big ones here locally. Very rare that the Escambia and Santa Rosa sheriffs both with news conferences on the same day. There was a triple shooting yesterday morning in Escambia County near the Jackson Square parking lot. Three people were sitting inside a parked car when it is reported two suspects snuck up behind him and then started shooting at close range. The victims identified as 26-year-old Marquise Turner, Michael Karstarfen, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, 28 years old, and then 23-year-old Trayshawn Powers. Suspect still at large. Sheriff's office looking for information, any videos, anything that could help him out. You can give them or Crime Stoppers a call. Also in Santa Rosa County, 53-year-old Jeffrey Holly is facing multiple charges, including kidnapping, domestic battery, and resisting arrest. This after a neighbor phoned the sheriff's office for a welfare check call on her neighbor as she heard some loud yelling or screaming, and she saw the suspect go out to his truck and then go back in with zip ties. Sheriff Johnson saying that this was about 2 months after Holly had gotten out of prison after he was convicted on similar charges against the same victim. So there's that in Santa Rosa County today. Also, our top three stories, Secretary of State Antony Blinken urging Hamas to accept Israel's latest proposal for a ceasefire deal, which he says is an extraordinarily generous one on part of Israel. Anti-Israel protesters still going across the country, specifically Columbia University, where officials had a deadline of 2 o'clock this afternoon to disband and leave campus. Spoiler alert, the protesters did not do that. Also, 5 people dead after a powerful storm spawning tornadoes in the Midwest. 4 people killed in Iowa, including a 4-month-old baby. Also, 1 dead in Iowa as well. Austin, 556 now. Anything going on the roads?
The short answer is no. If you're dealing with any problems wherever you may be, they should not be holding you up for too long.
All right. And looking at our forecast, here's Alan Strum.
Tonight, the weather will be cloudy, and there's a 40% chance that a shower may move through the area. Otherwise, low temperatures on the warm side in the upper 60s. That 40% chance for rain continues right on through the day Tuesday, mostly cloudy with highs right around 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. My car needs a wash. I hope it rains this evening a little bit.
Yeah, especially like I'm seeing some pollen build up on mine because I couldn't even tell you the last time I took my truck to a car wash.
Wacky stories today. A Pennsylvania man hoping he doesn't have to use his $900 federal tax refund towards a $34 billion bill for unpaid taxes. Barry Tanger got a surprise in the mail after receiving a state bill from the Department of Revenue in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. The bill came after his tax preparer had filed an amendment to his tax return in 2022. Tangert says he's never made enough money to owe $34 billion. A Department of Revenue representative that he spoke to on the phone said, hey, you've had a good year, but not good enough, apparently. So I'm sure that got resolved. But
I mean, that's the thing. It better have.
I mean, can you imagine, like, you open the mail, you're it's a Department of Revenue address or whatever, you're thinking, oh, this is the tax return, or this is the refund.
Yeah.
And then you open it and it says, you owe us $34 billion. How fast would you be calling the phone and just setting everything else aside for that?
Well, that's the thing. I think a lot of people would panic, but I would be like, dude, I know this isn't real. Like, I know that this is going to be sorted out.
I work at a radio station.
Yeah, I don't know how I ain't going to say how much I'm making, but I'm not making that much. Snoop Dogg got busted near L.A. for trying to cheat the carpool lane last week. The only problem was it wasn't him. Some guy got pulled over on Wednesday with a dummy in his passenger seat that looked a lot like Snoop Dogg. He set it up in a hoodie and sunglasses, and people online think he might have even used a Snoop Dogg Halloween mask. Either way, it was fairly realistic, and the cop who pulled him over snapped a photo of it before citing the driver for multiple violations.
Texter said, you know, this always happens, right? You wash your car and then either there's like a giant rain event the next day or like a pollen storm or whatever. So,
right.
Texter letting us know that, they washed the Jeep yesterday and then, the pollen did its thing today. So,
jeez.
Yeah. Looking at some good news, an eighth grader in Wisconsin is being called a hero for stepping in when his school bus driver went down. The district says AC Holland III saw his bus driver lose consciousness during the ride to school. Holland jumped up, got the driver's foot off the gas pedal, and then applied the brake. Police say he was starting to veer into oncoming traffic when this happened. Holland then called 911 and even assured the younger kids that everything would be okay.
Awesome. And hot dogs saved a guy's life in Omaha, Nebraska on Friday, surprisingly, I know. A tornado destroyed his house, but he was out buying hot dogs at a gas station when it happened. He was in surprisingly good spirits when he talked to a reporter about it. He said he was just happy everyone in his neighborhood survived, saying, quote, stuff can be replaced, but family is everything.
Yeah, also Friday was Arbor Day. A student at Auburn set a new world record by hugging 1,123 trees in an hour. He is currently getting his master's in forestry, so he is no amateur there. Channel 3 News at 6 coming up now on Pensacola Right Now.